Iowa lawmakers are working to change how the state's medical cannabis program handles THC. That's the compound that can make people feel high. Last year, they passed a bipartisan bill to address that issue, but Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed it. Now that she's indicated what she's willing to sign into law, Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestaric reports some patients are worried the changes will make things worse for them.
Wendy Shoemaker has lived with chronic pain for decades, and she was getting by with prescription opioids.
All you do is stand there and watch your life.
Shoemaker, who lives in Dexter, says she couldn't do much with her daughter. She has holes in her memory, and she was in heart failure. But almost a year ago, Shoemaker was weaned off opioids and joined Iowa's medical cannabis program.
It's emotional because you go back down that train where, you know, that you look back and all the things that you did miss out on.
She isn't in heart failure anymore, and Shoemaker is doing things she couldn't do for a long time. Gardening, traveling with her family, and riding in a boat to watch her daughter water ski.
It's so much better on this. I don't know if it's being reborn or what, but I'll tell you what, it's working.
But she's afraid that could all change because Iowa House Republicans and the governor support limiting purchases of THC to 4.5 grams over 90 days. That could be a problem for Iowans like Shoemaker. She's already taking more THC to control her pain than what the bill would allow. Representative John Forbes, a Democrat from Urbandale who's also a pharmacist, is concerned.
With the current legislation we have in place, I think it's better because it gives patients more flexibility in dosing medical cannabis. With the 4.5 gram limit, it's going to really take a lot of patients out of the program that are especially taking it for pain control.
There are more than 4,000 active patients in Iowa, and the state public health department says 132 of them have bought more than the proposed limit. Republican Representative Jared Klein of Keota says there would be an exception for terminally ill Iowans and for patients whose doctors certify them to go over the limit.
Rather than the individual patient without any consultation with a doctor necessarily taking whatever level they want to take, trying to make this much more of a medicine-based approach rather than where we're at now.
Klein says this could encourage more healthcare providers to certify patients for medical cannabis. But Forbes says this won't do anything to help the issue of many doctors already being uncomfortable with participating.
And now if we're going to ask doctors now to go a step above and authorize even higher doses, I think a lot of doctors are going to get very squeamish and not want to even be involved in the program.
The THC limit, with exceptions, was recommended by the State Medical Cannabis Advisory Board. Governor Reynolds and Representative Klein say they want to follow the board's lead.
If we're going to have a board in place, I believe we need to be listening to them. Otherwise, what's the point?
Some board members say they don't want to allow too much THC because they say it has the potential to cause harm. Dr. Robert Schreck says he hasn't seen any quality medical studies to support bigger THC doses than what they're recommending.
So when they appointed us to tell the legislature and along the way the public and the physicians what medical science has to say in support of medical cannabis, then that's what our job is. That's what we're doing.
The research director at the UCLA Cannabis Research Initiative, Ziva Cooper, says the same amount of THC can affect different people in very different ways. And it also depends on the form patients take it in.
At this point in time, it's really hard to hang our hats on a specific dose of THC per day that would be helpful or produce adverse effects in a patient.
Cannabis is still illegal under federal law, and there just aren't enough gold standard scientific studies to know what amounts of different compounds help all health conditions that cannabis has been recommended for. State policies have been outpacing science, and Iowa board members have even made some recommendations based on compassion and personal stories. Shoemaker is considering her options if the state limits her access to THC. She's adamant she won't go back to opioids.
My state isn't helping me. It's not taking care of me. It's not giving me opportunities that other states offer that have cannabis legalized. It's crazy.
She says she might have to cross state lines to a place where she can get enough THC. I'm Katarina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.